Welcome to Conclear. I'm John Before Dawn with my co-host Clay. Let us take most disturbing conspiracy theories and try to debunk them and claim or not.
You believer?
That's the dirtiest fuck
that
to
was
say.
Dirty to say about
no.
them.
They shouldn't be serving those.
You know how they like to lie?
I know.
Hello, and welcome to Conspiracy Virgins. Here, our sister podcast to Video Virgins, where we look at some of the conspiracies, a new conspiracy, an old conspiracy, some conspiracy that we have not heard of yet,
yes.
That we are virgins to, that we are ready to get our cherries popped to. Lav, are you going to take a shot since Joe's the realist is out for the count?
Are you out for the count, bitch? If you're not, then
I worked. I'm ready.
I worked. Okay. He said, I'm Recky. Becky.
Okay, so my conspiracy I have for you guys this week is the humiliation rituals.
About Ryan Garcia?
Yeah. That happened in Hollywood. Are you guys familiar with humiliation rituals?
Yes, I would love to get humiliated.
To a very small extent.
Ready?
Yes.
You can follow me at John Before Dawn on Instagram.
You can follow me, the one and only Joe Zarellis, on all social media platforms at Joe is the Realist.
And you can find me and, of course, the rest of the virgins. labcoin.com/videovirgins.
You can follow the podcast as a whole at Conspiracy Virgins Pod. You can follow our other podcast at Video Virgins Pod. Just find us anywhere.
Bitch, so, everywhere.
So the humiliation rituals that take place in Hollywood is where you get humiliated in a public setting, in a private setting, and that just like shows your devotion to the Illuminati.
Okay.
That shows your devotion to how famous you want to be. So take for
That's
example
so embarrassing.
Take for example
Oh yes, literally.
Taylor Swift on her dick?
No. Take for example Janet Jackson, right, with her nip slip. She was humiliated. But was that needed for her to continue on with her famous?
She didn't continue after that. I don't even remember her.
I don't think that at all.
But also take into consideration Taylor Swift when Kanye West humiliated her in front of everybody at the VMAs.
Okay.
I take issue with both of these examples as they both put black people in the slot of the oppressor when that's literally systemically, institutionally impossible under white supremacy.
But wasn't it Justin Timberlake that ripped
exactly
her down?
In that instance, Justin Timberlake did that to her.
Maybe.
And yeah, and in the yeah,
and then Kanye West took the mic up.
Yeah,
Swiffer Swift's dick.
Mm-hmm. You really had like, there's no way, there's truly no way systemically, societally, that Kanye West could humiliate Taylor because he's not in the seat of the oppressor. He literally, there's nothing Kanye could do that could oppress Taylor Swift. Like that's getting real sociological for you bitches. I know a lot of you bitches aren't gonna be able to swallow that, right? But but really, non-white people are not physically and systemically and institutionally capable of enacting oppression like that. So the Illuminati's funny on that part.
You know Taylor Swift's pussy got wet from that?
Of course it did. That was the first time she ever got excited in her life. If you notice, she started dressing different after that. That was like the last time she wore that style dress. Let's not kid ourselves.
Well, because she was humiliated.
I'm sorry that that's some bitch's kinks, but that doesn't mean anything to the rest of us. Like, you can go dog in forests designated to go dog, but if you try to go do that on a local trail, bitches will call the police.
Bruh.
I don't... You know what I mean? Like, huh?
So this is the latest humiliation ritual this one. That was taking place.
Oh, this one.
This.
Oh, while they were bombing Rafah, eyes on Gaza, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Look at him all swollen. He's old, huh? Do you think his dick was big?
No.
As he was running? It was a random person.
Why would he even mention that?
Because he wants to suck him.
Because he wants to give him neck.
He saw the dick, huh? But he can't be humiliation because it's already
big. They were bombing Gaza while they made an old ass John Cena attempt to streak across the. Wow. You'd have thought they'd have earned whoever's Illuminati trust by then. John Cena's approaching 65 years old.
Really?
Of course.
He looks that good.
Oh, yes. He's old. He's fucking old. Like, he's not 65, bitch, but he's not young. Like, how we bullshitted that whole time they were bullshitting, like...
Not little as fuck with his legs.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. How his torso doesn't line up, and the V... How the V is going.
The V starts.
And also because he's like a physical specimen, like a specimen, like a statue.
Costumes. He wasn't really naked.
No, he wasn't.
No, they always have that fucking covered. Bag around their balls. Yeah. Look how hairless he is.
Yeah, they love that.
Mm-hmm. They love that.
They'll slurp it. Look at his Birkenstocks.
So do you think that was a humiliation?
No.
No.
Ritual? He's been too long in the game. He already got humiliated.
Yeah, too long in the game.
Yeah.
Too. If it would have been Ice Spice. Oh, yes, I keep saying that bitch's name.
Yeah. You love Ice Spice.
I love how dribblable she looks. Anyway, basketball aside.
No, he would not a long time ago.
Yeah. Yes, on he SNL. Did that for his. He can't get hard anymore or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, oh my god.
It's. Don't.
Because they would lick the balls more than the dick.
Mm hmm.
They'll go.
Do you see how that V started? No.
There's nothing there. Poor guy. He had his run. That's okay. Bow down gracefully.
Honestly, like, there really is not. Like, why subject yourself to that when you're already making plenty of coin?
Do you think Cat Williams hung?
No. I don't think so.
But that goes again with the Cat Williams thing. Like, you know how he said these
about wearing
comedians
dresses and
have
whatnot.
To wear, no. Yeah, present as female.
He's homophobic.
I agree.
Look at him. Okay. Then why didn't you do that? If you were there, why didn't you do it? Okay, I'm not gonna lie. If I knew, if you bitch were drinking blood, you said, hey, come here, Joe.
Have
drink
some of this
blood.
Have some of this O negative with me.
Yeah, and you can have everything. Fuck it, bitch. I'm taking a shot.
That's different.
It'd Look at be that different. Bitch. She's mad because they didn't invite her in. Oh, fuck. That's what's his name, huh?
I watched that whole interview. It was not.
He beat his wife. He's a wife beater. Why are we listening to this bitch? He beats women at a small size. Diddy could put a fucking thumb in my butt.
Did he put a fucking thumb in my butt?
He doesn't want to because you're gay.
That's true. It's a straight man, huh?
Mm-hmm. I'm all sad. See, now you know how I feel when you're over here bragging about your gym teacher.
Bragging about your fucking trauma. Nah, Diddy was out. See, I really wanted this to be a Kim Porter fucking conspiracy video. He killed her. Diddy killed Kim Porter.
Yeah, he did.
Who is Kim Porter?
His wife, who the wife of the mother of his first children and shit.
He fucked Ludacris in the fucking ass.
He fucked everyone.
Everybody.
Usher, fucking everyone. I hate him.
Why didn't you say this before, though, bitch? Because your money is running thin.
Look at him with Joe Rogan.
Ew.
You like Shannon Sharp, huh?
I do. He looks real good.
Joe Rogan's aging bad.
He's gross. But Shannon, that former Denver Bronco, looking real, real right.
He's not. Tell him how you beat your wife, bitch.
What? Duh.
Why is he talking like that?
Because he doesn't know what he's gonna say after he says what he says.
Nope, get him out. Get him out, he stutters too much.
Duh, why do you think we see so many Adam Sandler fucking specials all the time? He's a fucking Zionist. Like, of course we're gonna see fucking American propaganda, fucking all this propaganda. Ugh. Anyways.
Get that away.
Kat was right about some shit, I will say. But.
Kat Stacks? Do you remember Kat Stacks?
Yeah.
She spits more than Kat Williams. Yeah. I hate Kat Williams. He's a wife beater, woman beater, pussy non beater. That man's
just a dick beater. Humiliation ritual? Oh my god.
That's because this is, like, the latest humiliation ritual.
John Cena did it. He
put in 2K23.
Look it. Put on Candace Owens right there. That one. That will do the VVs in.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's go. Candace Owens.
You know what?
That's Azalea Banks.
That's a newborn. She was itching to say transgenderism.
Well, honestly, John Cena's, like, hot. Like, he could get it.
I'm not gonna fucking lie.
Because you guys are gay men. Because you guys are gay men. Because you guys are gay men. Look at his gay man tattoo down there. You see it?
We saw it, Owens.
Look at with his sandals, with the foot fetish. With his
Jesus sandals on, yep.
She's gonna say that she was mocking
with his
Jesus.
Jesus Birkins on.
The foot fetish.
I hate Candace. Look at her. I just think about how funny they find that. Like, they just think it's absolutely hilarious. And listen, I don't have any ill will towards John and Cena. I just have ill will towards this needing to be necessary when you are presenting. But I don't understand. None of it makes any sense to me. And what I perceive this to be is just kind of Hollywood constantly trying to establish trends. And part of what they do is they have made us not sensitive to looking at anything, right? It's the desensitization.
Why is she filming in a funeral home?
In the cardigan?
Yeah.
With her nipples showing?
I'm staring at the
her
background.
Her nipples are showing.
And I'm like, this bitch is dressed for, her hair is for a funeral. Who's they, bitch? The bitch signing your paycheck?
I bet her nipples are pierced.
No, I bet your pussy's dry.
I bet her nipples go a weird way.
Why are they trying? It's not even about transgenders.
It's just about cross-dressing.
She swiped.
Hey,
right.
Remember
on
when
a trans
said,
man one time.
Remember when you said... When you said you're tired of these bitches putting on a headband and calling themselves transgender.
I do remember me saying that, and I'm gonna stand by that. Like, I remember back in the day when bitches would be like, you just can't call yourself bi just because you think you like boys and girls. It's the same idea. You can't just put on an ugly headband and be like, I'm non-gendered.
What do you think about her? She changed.
Wow, Candace Owens just putting on her perm and being like, I'm non-gendered. I'm tired of her. I'm tired of Candace Owens slipping in and out of the gender binary when it fits her. I'm tired of her choosing when she wants to present as female to garner herself views. I think that's ugly and disgusting. And I don't want to sound... I don't want to sound a certain way, but her hair looks very permed for a very specific sort of audience. Where are her coils? Where are her kinks? Look at... Oh, wow. I know I'm proud of her for getting that bag.
Yeah.
Swindle these white
Look girls. At her. Best fight?
Why is she?
She knows what that means.
Because she's a Fujoshi. Because she likes to watch men fuck. God. That is so scary.
What does that even mean?
Oh, that she like, oh yes, huh?
She's not wearing a bra.
That's why I said her nipples are pierced. The piercing is showing through those
How dry
holes.
Do you think her pussy is? Super, huh?
Yeah. It's not wet. They just, like, let her talk. To herself. I could never do that. She's just talking to herself.
Going on.
Going on.
Look at her with no alcohol.
No alcohol, no friends. She's conferring amongst herself in the Twitter sphere. We still say Twitter sphere.
Look at her with Donald Trump.
Look at her. Wow. That's when her pussy was most wet.
I bet he said, how far does your middle finger reach? Like, but he said, you have to, like, put it under me, like where my cheeks are on your palm. And where you can go, like, you know what I mean?
Call who at 3 a.m.?
This is reminding me of Christian radio. I can't listen to this. This is so many words in one go. I can't. This is what my mom has on in the car. This is...
My
hard.
Trump, she said.
I feel like I should be eating a McDonald's sausage McMuffin. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like...
Delilah.
It feels like you need to be eating a fast food McMuffin and a fast food coffee to be listening to her. No, no.
So, do you guys believe
in
humiliation
rituals? Oh, yes. In women who like to watch men fuck.
Damn it. Candace a Fujoshi?
Candace Owens is a Fujoshi.
You have the Tiger Jones at Candace Owens?
Candace Owens is a Fujoshi. I am tired of her denying her love of Yaoi. Candace Owens equals Yaoi art.
Yaoi?
Yeah, like Y-A-O-I space hentai. Oh. That's her.
Candace Blowin'.
Candace Owens knows the names of male porn star actors and says, this one goons for this one. And I don't even know what that means. She knows what it means.
You know what I want to do for a future podcast episode?
What?
Is where we watch porn together that we've never watched
all before. All we do is remake Letterkenny episodes.
That we're virgins to, right? Because I've never watched furry porn.
I never...
Like, they don't want to.
I don't feel either.
Like we should.
To culture ourselves.
Right?
All we do is remake Letterkenny episodes. I'm telling you, bitch. We gotta do it. I'd be down to do it, but I'm scared. I've seen this Letterkenny episode. Everyone ends up uncomfortable. Like, I'm telling you, I'm down, but I know it's gonna be weird. I've never seen furry porn. I've never gone out of my way to look for it.
Oh, shit.
Are you trying to say this is furry porn? Is that what a bitch is saying? Her in that canary yellow sweater is furry porn? What if she had been white? Oh, yes.
It would still be furry
porn. It would still be furry porn.
You can follow me at John Before Dawn. You can follow the podcast as a whole at Conspiracy Virgins Pod on Instagram. You can follow our sister podcast at Video Virgins Pod on Instagram as well.
You can follow me, the one, the only, Joe is the Realist, on all social media platforms as Joe is the Realist.
Hold on. And then you can also follow me. Give me one second.
What does it say, Diddy?
I'm about to hold it up.
Kim Petras?
And then you can follow me, labquinn.com, at labquinn.com, where you can find the rest of the virgins at labquinn.com/videovirgins. And I hope you remember that the point of this video was that Diddy killed
Kim Porter.
Kim. I've had it. I said what I said. Kim Porter. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being an advocate for Kim. Oh, yes.
For Kim Petras.
Bitch. For Kim Petras. That's for Kim Citrus. Bitch.